I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
As Charlie Austin says, why don't I pull my head in? Instead, I apparently stuck it out in the matter of the Georgian candelabra. An ad read, £1,000 for a candelabrum, Georgian, lotus pattern, etc. Though objects of value, I thought £1,000 was a bit much. So I found the address and wended my way there, where I met an American lady, Alva Cornelius, who didn't want my piece at any price. Into this sumptuous apartment came a Frenchman, one Bernay. He also bore with him a candelabrum and was made duly welcome. I picked his candelabrum up and knew at once it was a phony. Then I was blackjacked from behind and came to strapped to a bed. Later, I heard a noise and looked up to see Charlie Austin at the window. He climbed into the room.
Lord love a duck, Mr. X, why don't you pull your head in sometimes? Now we've got to get away from here.
By all means. Ooh, thanks for undoing these cords. I was beginning to feel very uncomfortable. And how in heaven's name did you get here?
Well, I can tell you while you pull yourself together. Fact is, Miss Barbara rang me, see, and said as how you'd come to this address with what's his name?
Georgian, etc.
Mm-hmm. She reckoned you'd been gone too long, especially as the circumstances were suspicious.
How right she was. Well,
so we decided to come here in the car, see, which we did. Then we split forces. She stayed near the front, while I reconnoitred at the back.
Was that my car horn I heard just now?
Yeah, it was. If anyone left the house by the front, she was going to tail him, see? The horn was a signal for me.
So she's off somewhere on her own. Not so good.
In the meantime, I skated round the back. Heard you in this room exchanging chat with a Yank Dave.
A very dangerous one, I think, Charlie.
Sounded as if she were poisoned. At any rate, when I got the car signal, I reckoned the coast was clear. So I shinned up one of the pipes and, well, here I am.
Thanks, Charlie. It's nice to have you around at times. Tied up on that bed, I was very uncomfortable.
What now?
Now, let's think. This woman offers a fabulous price for a piece of Georgian silver, £1,000. I want the money. I also have one of the objects. I ring a number as advertised, and she hangs up on me after telling me my voice doesn't sound like the one she was expecting to hear.
What was she waiting for? A call from Jack Benny? What's the strength of it?
I was not to be put off, so I called. Would you believe it? She then informed me I hadn't got the right thing. I'm not the man she was expecting me. And I'm told I'm behaving dangerously.
In fact, you ain't popular with this here Madame...
Cornelius is the name. There thereupon arrives a little French chap.
A frog.
Yes, he opens up his piece, and it's as phony as rabbit's fur mink.
And she likes it?
To her and to him, Charlie, that piece of imitation, no less, is the goods. I tested it myself. Going by the weight, I should say it was largely lead. A very indifferent piece, at any rate. Then the lights went out. I was slugged,
tied up and shoved in here.
Yes, I found myself spread-eagled on this bed, bound hand and foot. When I came to, we had a bit of a dicker, and she left me here to cool off.
And that was where I came in.
Yeah, just about then.
Well, he got a bit of time, because Barbara's keeping tabs on him, see? And when he gets back here, she'll lean on that there car horn again.
Then we'd have a chance to have a look-see round this neck of the woods, eh?
Yeah, as long as we keep one ear all open.
Wait on. They may not all have gone out.
But
there was a dim sort of character who opened the door to me.
Oh. He's got to be eliminated, I reckon. So we don't get no interruptions.
Only too true. He's the first job. Now, wait.
Yeah?
If you haven't cut those cords too much, do you think you could arrange them so that, if necessary, I could slip my hands and feet into the loops again?
I get you. Make it look as if you're still tied up, eh?
That's the idea. If we were surprised, we could dash up here. You under the bed, me spread-eagled on top of it.
No sooner said than done. How's that?
Now, on your way. Didn't even bother to lock the door. Got a torch with you?
Yeah. Blimey. Luxury sort of place, innit?
Beautiful. Smells of money. Come on down. These stairs lead to the front hall. See what I see, Charlie? On this hall table?
Yeah. Candlesticks.
Candelabra, Charlie. Two exquisite samples. Five branches, lotus pattern, George and silver. Confound it, I'll be saying that in sleep.
Very handsome.
Yes, very. And one of them is mine. However, that must wait for now. You know, Charlie, there's something screwy about this house and the candelabra. Who is Madame Cornelius? Who's the Frenchman? And why didn't Madame want my particular piece and then give it a place of honor on her whole table?
Reckon we've got to explore some more, eh?
That's the idea. But keep in mind that character I mentioned.
I'm all ears.
This would, I think, be the dining room. By Jove, Charlie, this furniture's worth a fortune.
Real luxury.
And the silver. There's some valuable pieces here. And more candelabra. Uh-uh. I've got it, old son.
Got what?
This woman is a collector.
So was Bill Sykes.
Yes, I see what you mean. No, I don't think she's a burglar, Charlie. But she's definitely one who knows her stuff. Look, there's Georgian, Louis XV, Napoleon, Sheffield.
Yeah, silver to burn.
Here, blimey. Feel the weight of this.
You would stand still, please. Quite still. A heavy revolver. You're not the first burglars who have taken a fancy to Madame's collection.
Oh, blimey.
Please to move backwards towards the hall. I propose to ring the police. Go, please.
Apparently, we have no choice.
None at all. Now, stand away. Yes? Police, please. Acquaint them and welcome visitors 17 Cheney Walk. That is correct. We await them. Thank you. I do not think you'll have long to wait. In the meantime, we just rest, eh?
No choice, I fear. You have some lovely stuff in this house.
Indeed, yes. It has attracted quite a lot of attention from many undesirables.
Like us?
Exactly. Like you.
As a matter of fact, this piece here, this five-branch job, is actually mine.
So I believe.
Then what about me taking it along with me, getting out, and no more say, eh?
That is quite impossible.
Hear that?
Yes, it's Barbara.
Please, if you have anything to say, speak loud.
Loudly is the word. Now, what about this nice candelabrum? Can I have it?
No.
Then...
You have it! No! Good shot, Mr. Hicks!
All right, we've no time for compliments. That horn signal means Barbara's back, and we may expect our friends shortly.
That's what we arranged.
All right, Charlie, back to my prison. You do me up loosely, and then you get under the bed.
Yeah, what about this one?
We'll take him with us. Mustn't leave him here. Come on.
He's...
And up the stairs. Oh, my hat. The candelabrum. Grab another, Charlie, quick. It's one that trifle bent, I'm afraid. Take that with us, too.
All set. Yeah, not a sign.
Right. Now, me for the bed.
There you are. All tied up, Mr. X. All you got to do is to jerk your hands and feet, see? And the cords will come away, Lark.
All right. Now, you hop underneath.
I'm set. And I've got the foreign gent with me. Still dreaming peacefully.
Well, there's nothing to do but to wait.
Someone coming in the front door. Can you hear?
Yes. Quiet.
Henry? Henry?
Henri? Henri?
Surely the idiot wouldn't go out.
I think not. He was told to wait.
Strange. Well, we'd better go and see how our friend is. Come along, Bernay.
Stand by, Charlie. Here it comes. I'll sing out at the first favorable opportunity.
Still here, my friend. Bernay, switch on a light. Are you comfortable?
Candidly, no. I have a pain in my head where your friend Bernay slugged me, and this spread eagle position on the bed has given me the most infernal cramp. I suppose you couldn't explain.
There is nothing to explain. You were not invited. In fact, I warned you not to intrude. You did so in the guise of an elderly man. I thus reckon you are not 100% genuine. You may be a cop. Well, we don't want cops barging in.
I merely tried to sell you a piece of silver for which you advertised.
Get wise to yourself. That ad wasn't for you.
Oh, I see. Just a code.
Bernay, make this hobo stay quiet.
A pleasure. One more taffy with this little blackjack.
Just before that happens, as you seem to suspect me quite mistakenly, I assure you, what plans have you in store for me?
You want me to sort of read the cards for you,
Well, put it that way, if you like.
Well, the fact is, Carpert, the immediate future is you take a little trip across to the continent. I got a real nice motor yacht. Oh,
sounds most attractive.
Then in Dunkirk, we'll be introducing you to some friends of mine. You'll like them. They're collectors of rare silver. After that, well, the crystal ball's gone all dark and cloudy. I guess somehow you haven't any future after that.
I'm not sure I like that.
Madame didn't think you would. It is such a pity you intruded, isn't it? Pity to close one's life at only 56 years, Nespard.
43, and I'm not closing it. Neither are you. Right, Charlie, turn on the heat.
Up, Charlie, am I?
Oh, what is this?
Bernays, help!
Bernays, too busy, Madame Cornelius. Don't fight. You can't win this round.
How dare you lay hands on me?
Necessity knows no gallantry, Madame. By Jove, you must be in good trim. I'm sorry, but I'll have to land one. Oh. How goes the rear guard, Charlie?
I just beat in the French. Reckon it was a real Waterloo.
All right, now to reverse things. We'll spread eagle, Madame Cornelius. Give her a taste of what she gave me. You tie the ankles to each bedpost at the bottom, and I'll fix the hands topside. Uh-huh. So. Yeah.
What'll I do with Napoleon here?
Tie him up, too, and dump him in this cupboard.
I'm only doing that. I'll find somewhere to put our other friend. Oh, this one's fixed. Now what?
Well, Barbara's outside, isn't she?
I should be.
And if I'm any guesser, she's just bursting to tell us something. After that...
You've got an idea?
By Jove, I have. Charlie, if I'm not much mistaken, we've stumbled on a very, very nice racket. And we'll have to go very, very carefully. This is a Scotland Yard job.
Roland Fletcher has certainly stumbled onto a curious case here. Madame Alva Cornelius, avowed connoisseur of fine arts, is obviously entangled in some racket. But just what? And how can he turn it to his own advantage? That is the problem confronting the Grey Goose.